You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. We're going to continue on, and we're talking about the eight places in the New Testament where Sunday is mentioned, and trying to make heads or tails out of where Christianity gets the idea that Sunday is the Lord's Day, and that's the proper day to go to church, because it's not. Eight places in the New Testament where it talks about Sunday. Now, it never says the word Sunday, but it calls it the first day of the week, which is Sunday. That's the first day, and the Sabbath is the seventh day. God rested on the seventh day and created the Sabbath and called it holy and commanded that we observe it. So, again, where do people get the idea that they're supposed to go to church on the first day of the week? Because we're not. Go figure. Satan has been really successful on this one. And he's fooled a lot of people. So we're going to cut through this today. And we're going to talk some more about it. Now, I don't do this to sound contentious, to get people upset, to condemn others because they're going to church on the wrong day of the week. And they're violating the Sabbath. I'm doing this to try and inspire you to take a look at the pages of your own Bible, look at what it says. And even if your minister knows, if you ask them what day is the biblical Sabbath, some of them will tell you that it's Saturday. But then they say, well, we go to church on Sunday because that's the day that Jesus was resurrected. Well, so what? What does that have to do with the fourth commandment, which is commanding us to keep the Sabbath day holy? That's the day that you go to church. Now, people think, well, the only people that go to church on Saturday are Seventh-day Adventists. Well, they're the single biggest group, but they got a lot of issues, too. You know, my wife and I grew up in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and we left it. Oh, man, 30-plus years ago, they have their own issues, too. So I don't want to get into all that. Not going to condemn the Seventh-day Adventists. I just wouldn't be one. Or they think, well, it's the Jews. The Jews keep the Sabbath. Well, friends, God's children, God's family, they keep the Sabbath. They keep the Sabbath holy. Because that's what the fourth commandment says. Now, you can get this series of shows on the internet. We archive them. You can go back and listen if you missed any. But the important thing is only eight places in the entire New Testament does it talk about the first day of the week. And not a single one of them is a weekly day of worship. Not one. Hundreds of times it's talking about the Sabbath. Jesus going to the synagogue as his custom was. Paul and all of the apostles keeping Sabbath as the day of worship, not Sunday. Sunday was a day of work, a common day. So where did this idea come from? And, well, it came from Satan. We're going to continue on and we're going to talk about how successful he has been and how he has fooled God's children. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.